A review of Greater Sudbury's aquatics facilities puts forward the case for collaboration between the city and Laurentian University when it comes to getting its long-closed 50-meter pool back into operation. And that's a critical piece of the puzzle, said Dean Hens, head coach of the Sudbury Laurentian Swim Club, previously one of the main users of Laurentian's Geno Tihanyi Olympic Gold Pool, which has been closed since 2020, requiring repairs. The university, which is still recovering from its 2021-2022 insolvency, has said it doesn't have the money to repair and operate the pool. It's very clear that the university can't and won't operate the pool without some help, he said. Anything that gets that pool open is a step in the right direction, because it is a very valuable asset to the community and the region. Greater Sudbury's Aquatic Service and Facility Review, which is to be presented to Greater Sudbury City Council October 8, included local non-municipal pools, including Laurentian's Pool, as well as the aquatic facility at YMCA Sudbury in the city's downtown. The city should consider establishing service agreements with Laurentian and the YMCA, according to one of the strategic directions in the report, which labels this as a high priority. Among other issues, provisions in the agreements could specify which services are to be provided by the partner, how service qualities are controlled, relevant facility management expectations, and applicable operating procedures, said the report. The city and each partner should regularly and jointly coordinate cooperative services to maximize the community benefits of the partner's roles in the delivery of community-based aquatic services. Hens said the idea of Laurentian and the city jointly operating the Geno Tihanyi pool is probably the inevitability, adding that the logistics of that are kind of daunting, but can be overcome. The report also said that Greater Sudbury should encourage Laurentian University to begin planning for the major revitalization or replacement of the Geno Tihanyi pool within the 25-year horizon of this plan. This strategic direction is also labeled as high in the report, which notes Geno Tihanyi, when operational, is the only 50-meter pool in the near north region of Ontario, serving a population of more than 2.2 million people. The report also said a business plan may be prepared to more fully define aquatic programming, public access, design considerations, location options, operating model, and capital and operating cost-sharing options. An economic impact assessment would also assist in identifying the facility's overall contribution to local tourism and spending, helping to make the case for grant funding, said the report. Hens said there's a huge grant system available in Ontario for such repairs, but the university does not qualify for these funds and will likely need the city's involvement. If they go in a partnership, does that mean the city can apply and grant it over to the university? He said. I don't know. I haven't spoken to anybody on either side of the situation. The report also notes that given the age of the Geno Tihanyi pool, it is also important to consider longer-term replacement strategies. Current indications are that access to government grant funding will be essential to the long-term revitalization and/or redevelopment of a 50-meter pool in Greater Sudbury. But such a venture would be costly. This project could represent a significant undertaking and cost for a community of Greater Sudbury's size, said the report, which notes that most municipalities with a 50-meter pool have built these facilities in partnerships with others. The City of Ottawa and Carleton University are currently exploring the potential for a new joint aquatic sports center on the university's campus, which would include a 50-meter pool, said the report. Although the report doesn't give a cost estimate for a new 50-meter pool, it does give one for a new multi-tank aquatic center with a 25-meter pool and leisure pool basins, which comes in at almost $32.8 million. The Markham Pan Am Center, a 50-meter pool facility that opened a decade ago, cost $78.5 million, the report said. Sudbury.com also reached out to Laurentian University for an interview on the report ahead of its presentation at Council next week. Laurentian instead sent us a brief written statement, attributed to Vice President, Finance and Administration Sylvie LaFontaine. We welcome the results of the Aquatic Service and Facility Review final report and appreciate that the Geno Tihanyi Pool Facility was included in the review, she said. We plan to carefully review the report and recommendations, allowing us to initiate further conversations with the City of Greater Sudbury to support aquatics in our community. Heidi Ulrichsen is Sudbury.com's assistant editor. She also covers education and the arts scene.